Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Previously on Guys Next Door.
Think about it.
Dolores.
You fucking with a
Dolores.
What's the oldest woman you've ever had sex with?
Oof.
52. How old were you?
28.
That's almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm. She was a whole grown woman when I was born. She knew what to do with me.
She knew what to do with me.
This old woman put that ass in my face. Earl, I said, not that bad. Not that bad.
Like I said,
and what you realize, it tastes better younger. Bad.
Wow,
it tastes better younger.
It tastes better younger.
Before they get the enzymes and stuff happens to the body after the woman gets
on. All right, well,
Mouse Jones, okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
But if you get a little too young, it got a little zinc taste to it. Not twang, but a little zinc. It tastes a little metally.
Managing the fit ages of men. It's kind of impressive. Like, if there was like a bingo,
high level,
if
high
there
level
was like
comedy.
Bingo, you got in like the kidney community.
They're trying to get you.
Old
bitches, get over here.
You done come for like everybody.
Welcome to Mouse Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
But you stood and say,
I did. Oh, the old,
craziest.
To be honest, I think it was, I was dealing with this older woman.
No, I'm saying what she said.
I'm about to tell you. I was dealing with this older woman, and she told me she wanted to. She said, I would.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city, and you know Mac Wiles we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Mouse Jones.
It's the guys next door.
Check it out, y'all.
All for you to enjoy. It's the guys next door.
Check it out, y'all.
All for you to enjoy.
I would leave my kids home for the dick.
Wow.
Because I had to leave the next day. And like she had like kid, like younger kids.
That threw you off?
No, like bitch, leave him. Like, this pussy was good. I said, bitch, leave him. I was like, well, And then when I was done, like, you know, I swear to God. I said, when we was done, we laying there watching Matlock and shit. And I was like,
this nigga said Matlock.
He's really making her old, like in a crazy way.
You had a nursing home, nigga? What's up?
Like, she went from 52 to 72.
No, it's not the same lady.
She had prune juice.
No, this lady was younger than 52-year-old.
She full of prune juice, ice cubes in her water.
I said, you know you didn't have to leave. You could have left him with your ex-husband. Like, you didn't have to. She's like, it was just so good. I just was thinking, like, what would I do to stay by this dick? I said,
oh,
in the moment.
Oh, my God.
I said, all right. But yeah, that was the wildest thing.
That's wild.
How about you guys?
Jesus Christ.
Mac, what's the crazy thing you heard? Yes, I'll marry you. That was the craziest thing.
No.
This is yours.
Who did it?
Yours forever. No, for real. Forever.
The wire is the best.
Yeah, I was about to say, did she ever call you Michael?
Appreciate that.
Did Jen ever call you Michael?
Huh?
Call you any name you played on the show. Did Jen ever call you something like a...
Can you imagine?
Yes.
The Wire is the best show ever.
Woman saying that during sex.
That's what I'm saying. Did they call him any of the names?
I ain't gonna lie. The Wire is so good. I said that during sex one time. I was fucking and watching. I said, The Wire is so good.
She was like, babe, babe.
She said, look at me. Look at me. I said, nah, bitch.
Look.
Look, I'm about to kill Snoop again.
I still haven't freaked. Like, it's crazy somebody said something to you about, like,
that's
the
what I'm
plot.
Saying. No, like, it was called you the nigga, somebody you played in a movie. Right. Yeah, not your name.
When I was on tour, when I was on tour with Wiz Khalifa, a girl called me Dixon.
From Secret Life of Boomer.
For Dixon from 90210.
Oh yeah.
I've definitely gotten called Dixon before.
Was she
a white woman?
A bunny hop?
No, nah. I've never hopped in the bunny.
Had sex with a white woman?
I haven't.
That must be really hard for you. Like to have managed to evade.
Yeah, to evade the snow, right? No, I've never had sex with a white woman. I've gotten head from a white woman.
Stay away from cold places too long.
So. I've gotten head from a white woman. It was fantastic, but I've never had sex.
Head from a white woman or that toy that Orlando sent us?
Which one?
Oh,
you asking which one is better?
You have to say this. You can have both on demand at all times because that thing don't move.
Yeah,
you don't got to pay no bills for it.
It's a battle. It's the white woman, and it's the goddamn thing nasty man sent us.
I know my answer.
Is it the white woman? Oh, because you got a head from white woman as well.
I know my answer.
What is it?
What is the answer?
I got to get back for my people.
He said, I got to get that get back for my people.
Get back.
That head from the white woman.
Yes, I'm letting it spray out. She going,
cuckoo,
everywhere.
What about you?
People?
What about you, man?
Shout out to
you.
And
I don't got to, yes, and I don't got to clean it.
You don't.
You know what? Performance wise.
Oh, technical.
Have to be. Performance wise, the toy. Experience wise, the white woman.
You're absolutely crazy.
Because the white woman is the first person that really introduced me to the warm rag treatment.
She blessed. See, you can't. And as much we don't like.
Not the concierge treatment.
That's the different type of.
It was different. It was different.
That's a different kind of.
He said y'all be fucking us and making us go get all over it.
Or they get it and don't got no water on it.
You said you're not gonna get that.
We don't have white guilt behind this. I'm sure if my people enslaved yours for 100 years, I would get you a warm rag.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Separate your family.
Facts.
Yeah, Matt.
You see why I said I gotta violate? Because all them years we got violated.
I wasn't getting the warm rag.
A sister got me the first warm rag.
I just never gotten it. Never expected it. I was
laying
in the bed.
You get the warm rag treatment now as a married man.
Listen. I don't talk about that bedroom. But
he's a liar.
No. I don't talk about my bedroom. But I'll say this: Christina keeps me. Very well, happy.
I said, do you get the warm rag?
He said, listen, I get all treatment.
Like the little trouble in the marriage home.
Listen, I get all treatment.
This is what happens when you are divorced.
I get all treatment.
You say, ooh, y'all look like you're having fun in there. Argument.
Yeah, no, we get all treatment.
Okay, good.
We get all treatment.
Warm rag treatment, top tier.
Fantastic.
Warm rag treatment is crazy.
Fantastic. You lay in that bed, you think nothing's gonna happen, and all of a sudden you get hit with that.
She put the rag under the ball.
The little scoop of the butt.
She ain't gotta run that far back, but
you do. Just a little scoop.
Yeah, just cut the ball.
Sometimes
right
the nail be long. So when they get a scoop, that nail just grazed the top of that ball. Hey!
Kind
of
crazy.
Hey!
Hey, mouse's hey be a little different. They'd be like, "Hey,
do it again. Do it again if you bad.
Oh, you bad?
You not that bad.
You ain't bad.
Who bad?
You ain't bad.
Who bad, man?
Y'all are ridiculous in the best way.
No, but I don't know if we ever have like these conversations just openly, right? Like usually we're having these conversations with like people who are working in the sex education field or the pro sex field. We never had a conversation with our homegirls who just be fucking.
True. Who just be fucking.
Please don't make that my lower third.
No.
That is a good question. Do you just, are you out here, like, have you hit that point where you just be fucking?
What?
Like, all right, so when you were younger.
Nigga, what?
Walk with
I him. Thought there was a little nigga twinge in there. She didn't say it.
Yeah. But the radio check popped. I'm at my nigga quota today. I'm at my nigga quota today. East gonna hit me, but that was a lot of niggas on that little podcast you did. But let me, I will ask you.
That little podcast.
Yeah, I know. But I will ask you, is there a point where, you know, the normal everyday woman who is not like online storming the Capitol for pro sex rights and shit like that, like just a woman that enjoys sex, is there a point you get to where you kind of break out of that mindset that we all were taught that women were supposed to have, where it's like sex is for your boyfriend, sex is for your husband.
Oh, yeah.
And like you'd be like, nah, like sometimes. I got an itch that needs to be scratched.
Some women do.
Come on, Summer Walker.
Yeah,
come on, Summer Walker.
That's Issa Rae. Right? It was a...
I know, I get it. I get it. I know. Bro, I got it.
Trying to get us on the thing, man.
Bro, I'm just kidding. Relax.
God damn, bro. Summer Walker ain't got shit for us.
I think we would feel great over there with her.
Yeah, I too. That's why I made the play.
Just go.
Summer Walker.
Keep it running. Go.
I think that, yes, for some, that happens for a lot of women. It should. I hope it happens for both.
Are you
women.
There now?
I think what's sad is that there's a lot of women who it doesn't happen for sometimes.
Ever.
That's sad. Hmm. Ever. I think I've had, I've some women I've been there. I've, like,
it's, finish the statement.
But I'm saying I've had that awakening already. Like, that's not something that.
And you lived that life.
It ain't new.
But did you live the life?
What does the life look like? What does the
what
life
you out here just anyway? Fucking?
I think that everybody
was you treating
their...
the niggas how we were treating the women.
What you talking about?
Oh, I was.
What are you talking about?
We was out.
You're making it sound like a very specific.
No,
one size
you are making
all
it.
Experience.
No, it sounds like
I
you
think
is
that,
making it.
I think that I did. I would say.
Was you out in the streets?
Dabbled more. Yes. I mean, but not. I don't think I would maybe
words,
ever be
words.
At the volume.
Don't do it.
I don't want it to sound like I'm saying
quality.
You know?
You
I think
quantity.
For some of us casual sex may just be like a roster of 2 to 3.
I love it.
You know, and you just
love it.
Have
okay.
your
time.
So
your
now
hot
when
girl
we have
summer, you have your hot girl summer.
In the fall.
Or in the winter. No, or whatever.
Well, or the spring.
Or the spring. Yeah. It can be whatever. Yeah. I'm not saying it's third time.
Season's greeting.
I do think you're silly.
At Roba know the room in early man.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
She know to be a hoe when then gonna
yo.
Then you win again.
Hallway.
Just a mess.
This nigga.
But no, yeah. I do think that there's a moment where you realize that sex can. It's. I think what's more important is not. I think for women, our thing is less about how many and how often, and more so like, what are you prioritizing?
Preach.
I think that women come into sex a lot like, I got to please him only. I have to make him have an orgasm. I have to be. You know, do this position that he likes, and you're not even thinking about your own
your
pleasure.
Own self. Yeah,
your
yeah,
own
yeah.
prioritization, or you're lying. You're fake having fake orgasms.
How many fake? How many fake outs you think you did?
Listen, ladies,
I'm just saying. How many fake outs you think?
Yo, when I say I saw an alley oop, it was the
yeah.
It was the D Wade.
If you're going,
if
you
ladies, no, I get you, but
you gotta have a straight. You gotta just talk straight to him. Listen, ladies, if you're having problems at home.
Did you just pull an LL Cool J?
You're trying to satisfy too many people that aren't satisfying you.
Oh.
You got to put your foot first. If this is you and you fall in this category, you can hit us up at guysnextdoor123@gmail.com.
Talk about it. Bing, 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 bing,
bing,
bing, bing, bing,
bing,
bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing,
y'all are ridiculous, but I think for
vanilla
women,
ice cream.
To finish my point, yeah. I think the point is that that's the awakening. Yeah. For
right,
is that it's about like that my
it's
pleasure
matters too.
Facts,
and
facts.
That and then it's like that's like what kind of sex.
And then from that, it kind of trickles down. Like
yeah,
from
because
that point,
then because then you may be like, okay, I want to discover what I like. You may have to try different things with different people and realize who's good at what and see like, oh, I like. What he did here. Oh, I like what he did here.
Trying
it's
to make
less
a combo.
About...
Coming in.
Yeah.
Trying to get it on.
Now I gotta find
now
somebody.
Now you're supposed to get the right tie order with niggas. I like the basil.
When he did that, I like that. I want that.
Said, come over, but when you come over, look, you this only giving the head. is no. all I'm
I know
asking.
You're from Jersey, but this is not Wawa. You is
wow.
not.
Wow.
That's crazy because I do love a Wawa.
You're trying to get
yo.
Nigga, we had that sandwich. Kiosk. Like, nigga, we had that kiosk. Yeah, nigga, like,
you come out that kiosk with a hot sandwich, a milkshake. You know the joke you put there?
Yes,
you
yes bro.
You be at that shit like this. You be like,
you
be like,
you all that and gas? I'm saying.
You like, bro, yo,
you can't be mad. You cannot be there mad.
Nigga, I was just at the Wawa. That nigga. It was a line. Nah, nigga. I was the line, nigga. I was nigga, you know they added provolone?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had provolone.
Wow.
They
got, I don't even eat cheese. It's crazy.
They got sharp bacon cheddar. On your club sandwich.
Sharp cheddar?
Sharp cheddar.
And they say, yo, you want some sharp? I ain't even wear my gloves today.
Cheddar.
But I think that is a very important part, right? Mm. Because I think that is kind of what levels the playing field. Mm. Because once a woman knows what she wants and she's able to voice what she wants, then we get to like level out the playing field, right? And then, you know, I'm a man, but I'll say it. I think that then once women are start to be honest, then niggas have to come down here. And like, now there's a meeting, right? Like, yo, I'm better.
Right.
You got to meet her with, you know what I mean? Right. But then I think it makes it better for everybody.
I do too. I do too.
Because I hate when a woman comes into the bedroom with like a predisposed bag of tricks. Like, leave them shits where they at. This is new. Dude, let's try this out.
Yeah, you have to customize your. A lot of times people, especially the first time you have sex, will have sex how they were just having sex.
Don't put me in no customized.
Yeah. And it's like you kind of have to think about what you're with and learn.
Never customize me. Let's talk about.
Do you approach sex the same way you approach an interview? Like you have to learn your subject?
Yo. That's a good one.
I've never thought of it like that.
I know that's why this guy's next door, baby. Hello. If you thought you were just going to get the run-of-the-mill dick talk, no. I layer it. It's like a Tresemme.
Okay.
But no, like, because when you, like, say, you know, when you spoke to SZA or whomever, like, you know, you researched it.
Mm-hmm.
You sat with her for a moment. The questions you might have already had ready to ask her, you might have did away with one because she might have already answered one and answering another question, all of that. So is that the same approach you might have going into sex? We're like, all right, I'm going to go into the, or you know, before you answer that question, what is your thought going into sex with a new person?
Mm.
Mm. That's tough.
I heard it from the outside.
Mm.
I think it depends on how it comes in. Like, I think to your point about, I think now my thought process is like, is this somebody who I'm not just doing it to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you're out of your hot girl season.
Yeah. Like if I is this somebody who I want to
be with?
Yeah. Share that experience with, or even just like, is this somebody who I feel like is worth sharing that experience with, even if we're seeing where it goes. And I think so to the interview portion of it, it's kind of like, so like when you're going on dates and you're getting to know each other, I think it's always smart to sometimes like slip in questions like that too about like what people like, what they don't like. And that's kind of how you do your pre-research. But I'm never going to have tape to watch the way I can. Like, watch, and I don't want to have tape to watch.
You understand how crazy that would be though?
Nigga threw him in a group chat. Yo, late. Anybody got some film on this? Got some film on this, nigga?
Game woman film. Exactly. Approach this woman so I know what she likes and she don't like.
I do it.
I mean,
I do have game tape. I'll be like, hey, listen, I know she liked it this way.
You have game tape from Pat, from her with past people.
I'm not game tape in the sense of like actual tape where I'm watching it, but I do have. I go to the memory bank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well.
Well, no, we're talking about for the first time.
Yeah, the first time. If I enter the first time with somebody, I'm looking at how she measure up to like people from the past. I'm like, okay, well, she's this height. Well, search with this height, and you know this worked with her.
He tries to compare.
Oh, you're thinking like, oh, old. Interesting.
Yeah.
You're making it all about. You're making it all about like body, and not about like mentally what women may be into.
I already succeeded at that. That's how we got to the bedroom.
No, Jesus Christ.
No, for sure. That is a mental. I won't dispute that. I'm just saying that sometimes what a woman likes is more about what turns her on, like. You may have 2 5-foot-3 women, but they may not love the same position.
Facts.
Right. Facts.
So that's what I mean.
But if she got waist beads and she 5'3",
she just wants that. She just wants you to tug on a little bit. Just a little tug on a little bit.
Jesus.
Not okay. Enough to break.
Different things.
Some things are universal.
I broke a waist bead one time and I just was like, oh my God. I know bad. I know bad. Kind of for me.
Yeah.
My man heard the drums.
Yo, I broke the. I pulled that shit, and she was like, "Don't break." I said, "I'm not." And then so I was like,
"Pop,
I'm not." How?
Heard all the breeds.
I was fucked up. I ain't leave the house for a week.
Smart man.
I ain't get on no plane. I laid on the cross. I played Hezekiah Walker on repeat. Not even Kirk Frank. I got deep. I said,
Kirk Franklin.
I need Mahalia Jackson.
There's a level to the gospel.
I need Mahalia. I need Mahalia to sing what she was singing with Martin.
You walk in the mouse's house and all you hear is, no weapon.
No, that's too new. Too new. My Lord.
I want that Jim Crow guy.
Yeah.
I need to know, are we saying about Jesus or slavery?
We don't know.
We didn't know. Water. That whole week, you was coming in, I'm singing Forbidden Fruit. You got Nina Simone.
Jesus Christ.
Well, this has been just...
Yeah.
It's so crazy because we really started talking about media literacy.
We did.
The news and you see how it
flipped.
Gutted.
You see how it flipped.
And somehow...
We started talking about people getting gutted. I mean, you know.
Mac Wilds, you're good at this.
Thank you. I've tried. I try. Once, every now and then.
Yeah, that is how we got here.
Oh, yeah, I didn't ask about my, see?
Ryan.
I don't care about me. See how they treat me?
Which question did you
treat
want?
Treat me like animal.
Treat me like animal.
Did you want to be asked?
Well, everybody answered the question, but me, thanks.
Which question?
I don't
How did we get here?
Just say the question.
No, you should know, fucking journalist.
I'm journalistic.
Are you a journalist?
No, I'm not. I don't think so. Not yet.
Right, yeah, that's what I was saying. Fuck yeah. Uh-huh. Talks about the craziest thing in the bedroom.
Yes.
And everybody said it.
No, he never really answered either, I don't think. I didn't.
He said somebody called him up.
Dixon. But that wasn't the craziest. It was kind of crazy. But, huh?
His character on 90210.
90210, yeah. I think the craziest thing was just, it was just random. It was, I think, just kind of what you said. A person that you're dealing with and not on a very serious level, just saying something that was extremely serious. I think one time a girl just was like, I trust you. And I was like, I don't know what to take from this.
Mama.
It was like,
it's like mid stroke. It's like, I'm already here. Like,
right.
You're going to.
Yeah.
I had to act like I didn't even hear it. Just put my head into her neck and just be like,
thank you. Yeah. What am I supposed to say? Thanks.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've definitely had uncomfortable stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that sticks to me, and it's not even like, it made me just look at myself and like, damn.
In a good way or a bad way?
It was in a way like this. It was like, I know I did my thing.
Of course. Shout out.
Of course. It happened, boom. I'm good. I'm going to sleep.
Warm rag treatment.
No, this didn't get that. But you know I didn't get it because as I go, younger.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's no.
Boom.
Doesn't know yet.
Yeah.
Doesn't know the game. Boom. But I'm half drunk, whatever. I'm pass out. Boom. Like 5 minutes later, not even pass out, 5 minutes like, yo, let's go again. So I'm like, you know, sometimes you guys, I'm like, yo, bro, I'm tired. When I get up, I'm like, it's just been, I'm done. I'm half cooked. Drunk. I'm tired. I'm cooked. So she's like, old. I said, yo, boy, I'm not looking at her. So she was like, yeah, you really are old. I said, I was like, yo, I'm looking at the wall like this.
You curled up.
Yo, I'm
yo, you put your knees up?
I'm looking at
her. Please don't tell me you put your
knees up. No. It was half up. They wasn't the full, because you know you're in the bed. You're in the bed, the legs like this, and they just they got up here.
I was looking
at her at first. I was like, this fucking. And then I could look at the wall and I just started smiling and laughing. Like,
she tried to get you. Yo. God, said, good one. He owned it. He let it rock.
In my mind, I'm like, nah, what you talking about? You old boy, do your thing. Then I said,
nah, she's right.
So what? Yeah.
There's worse things to being old.
Right.
Is there a woman's version of I still beat? Like, you know how niggas be like a nigga
like
might
girl talking crazy, like, be like, man, I still hit.
Like, whatever, that nigga, man, I still beat though. Is there a girl version of that?
Yes, I know the girl version.
Like, I still let him hit?
You ate this?
No.
Chill out.
Well, no. what is like...
Wow. So, like, all right, boom. So, if say a woman tries to come at us, right? That uh-huh. woman that we've already had sex with.
Uh-huh.
She tried to come at us. You a broke-ass nigga, bitch-ass nigga, didn't. I still beat, though. Like, that's how we, in our mind, be like, that ain't nothing. Like, I still beat, though.
That's all I can really say.
Yeah, it's like a one-on. It's like a one-on. I already won. Like, I won. Mm-hmm. I had sex with you. That's what I wanted. I won. Is there a version for that for women?
You know, I'm sure it's something. I mean, I think that there's...
Eat my ass.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like...
We old. That's regular.
But if that's all you...
You mean, like, you still, like... ate this pussy? I don't know.
That's
like,
all. That's whatever.
But I don't know if there's anything.
What if
I think,
that's all you got? Hurt. It's a little hurt a little deeper.
I yeah. think because I
it's
think
little,
I don't
it's, sharp, it's a little sharper.
I only let you
I still
eat
be
this.
Feel so.
That's why you couldn't.
It feels so like I don't know. I don't think women don't think about it in a possession way. Like the patriarchy didn't teach us to think of it that way.
Because technically, you gave us the pussy,
right?
So there's other things that have to.
Technically, you're right. Yes, I gave you the pussy, man. So
what
are you saying? So what?
So what?
So next thing you got to go to is little dick.
So you're asking me what insult would be the
what
response?
What is the go to? Yeah, what?
I don't think it was a go to one. Like, I don't think that there's like.
She's saying it's not specific.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of Sylvia's text messages without asking a thing. Like, I know there's a nigga. When was the last time you let a nigga? You told a nigga about himself.
You know, I've had a very peaceful.
Ooh, praise God. I love that for you as well.
So, come on.
Take it by 21. Yeah, take it by 21.
Fresh out the pandemic.
Wait,
you said 2 years.
I'm screaming.
We,
okay.
We can do math.
Summer 2022 is probably the last time I yelled at the man.
Wow.
Yell? Oh. Anytime.
Face in person?
I'm not telling y'all.
No, come on. You just heard about us. We got violated by toys.
Answered questions. You're asking
we definitely did get violated
in text or in person?
Oh, you yelled at him in person?
Well, I mean, you get in arguments sometimes.
Of course.
You went old. Yeah.
When is...
Was it on the phone?
Yeah.
In person on the phone is two different yells.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll let you answer. You pick one of these questions to answer.
Okay.
You either tell us the last time you yelled at a man and we want the breakdown.
Yeah.
Or you tell us the worst rampage you ever gave a nigga.
Ooh.
That gave him the wrath.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not.
Oh,
she said C.
She said,
what's the next one?
But you know, I think also it's like, I think sometimes the things that are even worse than yelling are like,
don't say it because it's not.
Are like when you're, I feel like a gotcha moment wasn't even like, I think the last like gotcha moment I felt like in an argument or like when it was done was more so like, we had. Like, let him walk in thinking we were going to have, like,
an
argument. No, yeah. Like, an argument. Like, oh, like, oh, like, we're going to, we're still trying to, like,
hash this out.
And then by the end of it, I was able to point to his clothes that were folded up that he had left in the house, in the Ralph bag, in a grocery bag.
Disrespectful. Put my clothes in a damn laundry.
Because what I wanted to say was this was already done. Before
this
you walked in the
done.
Door,
I always say, like,
this was
when
done.
When
this was
kicked
already
out of
done.
Shit and all that, it's really over when the shit is folded up. When it's all in a
folded
meme
up,
is real.
Come
that
back.
Meme is real.
When it's folded up,
yeah, it was folded
it's
up
like,
in
yo,
a Ralph bag.
I had enough time to think while I folded this shit up of why I'm getting rid of you.
And
I've decided
that
it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Get this out when you throw it.
Yeah, it's passion filled. It's feeling
because now I can come back.
It.
Like,
yeah,
you throwing all my shit
she
around.
Still cares.
You broke this, and now I'm coming back to you. You broke this. Where's my bread? Where's my wife?
Mm-hmm.
When you fold it up, no, everything is here.
It's
and
perfectly
if,
fine.
And if it's a no bag or a disposable bag, it's because we don't need to,
we don't need
to return
yours.
Anything.
Yeah, it's yours.
You don't have to return this bag.
You don't have to come over. Just let me know. And if I don't have it, I'll just.
Actually, don't $5. Let me know. Hopefully it's there. I hope it's not. Doesn't matter.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I had a check.
That burned
it was
a
like,
lot.
It was almost
that
as if he was
bit.
Texting somebody for clarification.
I had a check. But no, because you know why? I don't know. I play a different game because that shit right there don't mean nothing to me. You do like, oh, I'm done with this nigga. I'm like, no, you're not.
But yeah, no. But you are you.
Your
entanglements are a different type of situation. It's a power game thing where y'all.
Oh,
like,
what? Oh, whatsoever do you? What? Whatsoever do you mean, Sylvia Obel?
You like the, oh, you thought you was going to be able to break up with me once? Don't get you laughing type
nah,
shit.
You got to break up with me twice,
because it's a game to you.
Bitch.
It's like, you think we're not going to just keep doing this? I'd be really, when I'm done, man. I'm really done.
I love that women think that.
No, like I
love when women with me think that.
Yes.
Ah, when I'm done, I'm done.
It's a different scenario.
I've never gone back to a nigga. Welcome back to a nigga.
So you've never gone, are you that
no,
person?
I've gone back, but I've been in my 20s.
I'm about to say you spun the block.
So you wouldn't go back right now? Not what, and not to, saying not saying that I'm not saying there's a person that you're thinking about.
Uh-huh.
But you know, you could date somebody when you're younger, 15 years later, it comes back right. You don't think that can happen?
No. I mean, no, I think maybe it can. I don't think I'm willing to take the chance.
Oh, heard She's you. Lying. Heard you.
Like, I've done it.
She's lying.
Like, I think the person who I would have done it, like, I've done that, it, and
you,
I feel like it's
past
it
that moment.
Yeah, like, it's already, it just happened.
See, and that is my favorite thing about people.
So
talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Let's see.
Because people operate in these binary terms as if they've met everyone.
Do you hear this, man?
Listen, when it comes to being done, baby, I'm non-binary.
Bro, they should have never taught Mouse Jones words. They should have never taught this nigga words.
This is what you're doing with the language?
Yes. Yes.
Just using it as it is.
As they chose to use it.
Unashamed.
Unabashed.
Listen, I'll say I am a proud member of the Spin the Block.
His whole family.
You were married off of, and I think it's beautiful.
That is a block spin.
But I think the problem is there's this movie I love.
Listen.
No, there's this movie. Okay, go ahead.
You hear the whip?
I don't.
By the time they got married, the guy was bald.
Nigga, I was spinning around the block.
So let me ask. Well, I think the thing is that we have to understand that for some people it works, for some people it doesn't.
True.
And so I think a lot of people think because it works for people that they're going to just waste so much time doing it, thinking it's going to be different. Because sometimes it's not even about maturity or growth. It's like, oh, we're just not a good match.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
But there's you ain't leaving me, though.
This is the part that I'm saying is different. This is what I'm saying. What you do is different because you got that possessive. What borough are you from again?
I just want to say, let's not use the P word.
The possessive?
Woo! These bitches ain't mine, but they ain't going nowhere.
Wow.
Just a little, you know.
It's a little zesty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not the pole.
Not the pole. Just a little zesty.
I don't know if I can. My spinning block game's not. I get very,
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How can I say it? It's like I'm getting back at you.
So when it gets to that point, that's when I stop. When I feel like it's vindictive.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, now you want to
hurt you.
Pull up.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner?
Cause now you want to hurt her the way she hurt her. Like,
it's not even about her. I just got to get what I got to get off now. Now it's like I wanted you back. You was now you think it's your time because it's right for you now. And now everything you saw that was
not bright.
Now you see.
Now you
doing your thing.
I'm like, yo. I'm about to say you looking at the situation.
I'm like, yo. At the time, I'm like, I could do this with you. We could do. And it's like, nah. And now you come back when shit don't work. Cool. Now let's go. Let's do it. Cause I'm in my mind, I'm kind of fooling myself. Like, yo, I could take you. Like, we could work.
You want to prove them to yourself, like, oh, yeah, I was like, able to
and
get
then
back.
Then I think about it, and I hit, and I'm just like, thank you.
After sex too, huh?
Yeah.
But she's really feeling like,
But I don't do it like, well, it's time for me to go. Like, I'm not, yeah. I'm not just standing there like, oh.
That's my time.
Like, I'm still taking the drawers fully off. I'm not throwing them half down. Like, I'm chilling for a while. Right. You know,
I leave one on. Leave one leg on.
One leg on?
Drive it and I hit it on the run. So that way when we do
it. I say this. If I got half leg on.
You don't get to be around soft him no more.
You didn't appreciate.
You can't see me in my soft era.
You can't see me in my soft era. Hard times for you, bitch.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that.
Because if you see me in my soft era, then you're going to try to wake him up. No, it's not on your time. No.
That's the name of this episode. That's the name of this episode. My soft era.
Most vulnerable. I don't have to. Like, my soft right before?
You're right.
Inviting.
He's inviting.
After?
They're vulnerable.
He's very vulnerable.
That is what you can talk about.
Yo, that's exactly what.
If you see me and myself after sex,
that's
put that in the chat. Yeah.
You fucking up. I got
I'm
go.
Cooked.
Because now you talking to me, you laid on my chest looking at me. I'm
you
like,
know what I do? Look, you know what I start doing?
You know, that shit good?
If we in like that beat era and I don't trust you and I'm in my soft, I act like the white bitches act in the movies. You know, in the movies after you have sex, you just wonder, like, what, bitch? Y'all just had sex. Why do you have that cover
the
on?
The cover all the way up here?
That's for the audience. That's how I'd be. I'd just be like this. I'd be like, do you mind passing me my underwear? Right. I don't even call them drawers because I don't really trust you. Like,
can you please pass me my underwear?
Do you mind passing me my underwear? My undergarment?
My undergarments.
She come in the bathroom. Excuse me. Excuse me.
I'm like, so we don't knock no more?
You don't, excuse me? You don't knock? Excuse me.
I was in here.
I was no all privacy.
Like, please.
Everything
because
there's
changes. Still a wall between us.
Etiquette is bad.
There's still a wall between us.
Yeah, so that's my problem with spinning the block. It doesn't really, because I always thought spinning the block was like Marcus Houston circles.
Wow.
That's how I always That's how great I always record. Looked at spinning the block.
Great record.
That record.
Great record.
I got $10 if you sing the I got $10 for you if you sing the hook. $10 if you sing the hook.
Love, don't let it go. And if it come back, that's how you know.
What?
Started.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
I thought it was, but memories, man.
He started feeling. He started feeling it.
Come back, that's you.
Yeah, no. It's all right. It's okay.
It's okay. I know.
It's all right, bro.
I'm not supposed
to hurt at your house the other day.
It's all right, brother. It's all right.
Yo, now you go crazy.
Yeah, I'm screaming. Oh, I feel like everybody has that song. Butterfly by Mariah Carey.
I got two questions for the room, and then we out of here.
Okay.
What is the song that reminds you of your first, I don't even want to say heartbreak, that first embarrassment, that letdown, that like, I thought it was going this way, but it went this way. It doesn't necessarily got to be, heartbreak is a little different. It's a little more insidious. But I'm talking about that one where you're like, I thought it was going this way. I just knew it was going this way. It went this way. What is the song that reminds you of that? And what is your phrase? What is your I'm hurt phrase? What is that egg on your face phrase?
You start so we know what you
did. Okay, so my egg on the face phrase is, so here's the thing. When I have to own that, it didn't go the way
like
I thought
when
it
you're
go.
Wrong.
When I'm wrong.
When you're taking account.
Yeah,
okay,
when I'm
okay.
wrong. I'm Mac Wiles when it's on. I'm actually giving it away, but they still not gonna see it coming. When it's arguing time, and I ask them times where I gotta take accountability. Uh-huh. Oh, just know
what.
First and foremost, Mouse don't have no problem with accountability. You just gotta prove to me I'm wrong.
I got exhausted. Just by the sentence.
That's fine. Because
you can't prove to yourself that you're wrong.
You don't know you're wrong.
I know I'm wrong. Do you know I'm wrong?
Yo.
Mouth. And also, I know I'm wrong, but what do you think is wrong? Because what you think is wrong
might not be really wrong.
What I like know is wrong.
I like to
you
call
ain't
this.
Even get to that.
You know what I like to call this? Show your work.
I see how you got to your answer. I'm wrong.
That long division. Long division, not short.
You was in the group chat and them bitches told you I was wrong. Let them bitches argue with me. But since you in my face and you want to say I'm wrong, show your work. Now, once you show your work, I'm like, damn, this bitch got me.
You got me.
Now, here go the cell.
All right, what's the cell?
He's cracking up.
Because he's a jerk.
Here go the cell. I'm like this. I fly it for Madeline. Ryan, though. Once you get me.
And she gave the right answer.
I'm quiet. I'm like this for at least 20 minutes. You just going off. Going off. I'm just And now I'm doing music video shit.
eyes get a little watery. You look in the mirror. Looking at
start doing shit like this. Here go the cell. Here go the cell. This is right. This lets you know I'm about to say something. Fuck, man. I've clunked that fist. So fuck. I keep doing shit like this.
Yo, stop. Get a mouse, please stop.
And then I go like this. And then I go like this. Here go. So here's the thing. That's, I'm about to have you back on my side. By the time I'm done, you apologizing.
I can't.
It's a sell.
This is the problem.
I'm not going out like
this.
This
is what we're dealing with.
Yes.
I'm not going out like no bitch. You're not gonna be in the chat talking about bitch. I had this nigga. I can't agree with him.
A military strategy.
I can't agree with him. But,
why? Why can't you agree with me?
Why it struck me was because I can hear it and I can see how it can sell.
Look, the cameras ain't gonna be able to see this.
See how it sells.
The cameras ain't gonna be able to see this, but this is really how it be. I'll be on the edge of that couch. She got me. And then what I will do? This is some sick shit. Orlando, don't do this. Don't do this in a happy relationship. Mac, don't do this. I will purposely time a fake interruption into what she say and then cut myself off. So say she getting in my ass. And if you know you, and you said you would. I'd be like, but. Nah, never mind. It ain't even.
I mean, you want to say nothing.
When I say not even important. No, but then she's like.
Did?
But then I take control.
So
she's
now
like,
she thinks you're listening.
No, what did you have to say?
Say something.
See, so
when
so
I get
so,
you in that
so, instance, so the 20 minutes. Run. The 20 minutes is really his Michael Jackson pause.
I'm walking you down the street. Come
it's
here.
It's his Michael Jackson pause.
He's gonna walk you.
He's standing there looking at the crowd.
What Hitman Holla said when he battled John? He said, son. The battle ain't even start. I'm showing the nigga how to control a room.
Oh my god!
That's my egg on the face. That is when I gotta eat shit. The song that reminds me of my first disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
It's so niggery.
It's
Jimmy Cozier. She's all I got.
Sometimes I love her not.
But the Fabulous remix.
The Fabulous remix makes it better?
Yeah, because it was like.
No, it doesn't make it better.
You're little. How old are you?
Girl, we are the same age. Don't do that.
Well, why were you having that kind of problem? Was that something?
Listen. The radio had no parental advisory.
No, but I mean, like, we were like 12.
Don't listen.
First of all, you act like you ain't never. You from a good part in Jersey. We was outside where we live, so some of us was writing notes and getting notes, and the song would be grown people's song.
No, you're not wrong. I mean,
Very true.
I was listening to "She's All I Got" on the little shiny demo.
I'm screaming.
Like I don't know if Ryan remembers because Ryan was in Brooklyn at the time. His team was around Brooklyn, like handing those out.
Yeah.
So like my dad had the shiny promotional use.
No, I'm
only.
Not saying that I didn't know how you heard this. The song was everywhere.
Yeah. So it was like at that point. But it reminded me because
it was
like just the words, and I just knew this was about to be my bitch. I just knew like that was my whole life. My whole life was me thinking this girl was about to be my girlfriend, and I heard doing some whole shit where I'm like,
hurt. Yeah,
that's your villain origin story.
Well, no, because it never started because like she wasn't mine. Like it would be like, oh, I'm about to get this girl to be my girl.
Oh, I see.
She get a boyfriend, or oh, this girl's my girl. Oh, she about to be my girl. This girl got a boyfriend the whole time.
No,
so you get what I'm saying. So it was like shit like that. So it was like I never had my first girlfriend wasn't my ex-wife.
Oh,
yeah. The rest of it was just pure debauchery,
filth.
All right, you didn't have sex. That TH was crazy.
It was
filth.
No. You guys, I want to hear because
Ryan, what is your egg on the face?
I don't think I should go after Mouse because
it's the same.
Same.
No. There are similarities. But I'm saying you should go around the room because
we are going around the room.
No, Ryan. You say we keep coming to you last. You keep bringing your answers.
You got a good point.
It's your turn.
It should have came to me first. Like, what? What are you doing here?
Oh, Jesus.
See it.
I do.
You see it? That's the reason. Yeah.
Bang. Bang, bang.
He just did some air shit just now.
The song, I don't,
I have to think about the songs more. I do not have a song.
What about Heartbreak Song? I feel like a Heartbreak Song is easier. I can think of that right off the head.
Yeah. That's fine, too. I don't think I had I probably listened to some rap music, bro, like, to get me out of it. I had a heartbreak in college, and I was in Indiana, and I would iChat back in the day? Was that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
AIM?
No, on the computer. iChat. And I was like, you had an Apple. Yeah, yeah.
iChat. Oh, okay.
So I would like iChat my boy every day, and he just be like, yo, bro. And because it was a bad time because it was like 3 months before summer break, and I wasn't going home in between that. Everything's going on at home, and I just off a breakup, and I'm like, there's nothing up here I want compared to
in Indiana. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I really don't think there was like a worst. That's what I'm saying. Let me think a little bit more on the song, but. My go-to, like, you're saying, like, for me to explain, like,
hold
accountability. I like Mouse, I am very great at holding accountability. Once I'm more of, you don't have to prove to me I'm wrong. Once I understand that what I did to you was wrong, because some things to me might not be wrong. I've been in other situations where that might not be wrong in another relationship. Mm-hmm. So I might say something and I don't really get your point. And then once you break the point down to me, I'm going to really own up to it. And I'm going to be like, you're the first thing I'm going to say. So you cannot say anything back in a way of, you don't understand, you were totally right.
That's growth.
You are totally right. Everything you just said, I can't argue with. You're not wrong. I'm wrong. And now I have to take the steps to understand how I can either make this better or I can't. But thank you for teaching me ways to understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
With the most dangerous part, right?
But I'm not saying this as like the yes. Now I can devise my plan. Another,
you mean it?
I actually mean it because if I don't know, because
because
if I don't know, because I'm a nigga. Some things that will go over my head. She'll text me something, and I'll just not think about it. And then she's like, "Well, I told you." I'm like, "I wasn't even thinking about that."
Yeah,
like that.
Facts.
Like, but if I do, if you make me understand it, well, first you gotta track me down. That's the hardest thing. You gotta get me in the corner.
You gotta catch me.
That's what
I know. Ryan, I talked to you for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I might disappear. Like, I see, I'm out. Did I see Ryan? No, I didn't. He's gone.
That's
but yo. Once we sit down,
you sure I got out the house early this morning.
Yeah,
I had a meeting.
I also try to one thing that I do, which isn't good, and I'm starting to. I always knew it wasn't good, but now I'm starting to, now I know. I know now. Mm-hmm. It was good, but now I know it's not good. I have a thing of when we're supposed to have that talk, we never have that talk when we're supposed to have that talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because all the things that you're mad about, when you see me, it just go away.
Same.
Yeah.
And you're only, I get more arguments when I'm not with you. It's the text messages. It's the,
A lot of times it's just because she misses you.
I could be with you all day, 3 days straight, and then you go, and as soon as you leave the crib, it's, I wanted to talk to you about something before. And I'm like,
well you didn't get
each other.
Be happy.
And you didn't see me.
Be happy that you got a woman that could do that. Because sometimes you get a woman that don't enjoy
but me. I'm saying,
we need to talk.
So that's so I catch those, but.
I don't want peace.
I don't want peace. I want resolution.
Oh, God.
Accountability.
Oh man,
yeah, that's me. I'll think of a song, but that's my
okay.
That's my thing.
I'm trying
to find a song.
I'll do the song last, but for the accountability talk, there's two different conversations.
Mm-hmm.
It's old Tristan and new Tristan, right?
Yeah, yeah. Give us the fun one. Whoever has the fun answer, give them.
They're both fun. I guess one is a little more adult. It's not really fun. It's vegetables.
Kill him.
Yeah. When I was younger, before therapy and all of that stuff, I think don't hate me because you ain't me. Don't hate me because you ain't me. No,
ain't nothing worse than a nigga quitting. Going to a therapist saying help
is quitting.
I quit.
No,
I hate him.
It's
don't. Please do not.
The advertisement for not going to therapy is
terrible.
You heard how he argues.
It is terrible.
I win. I win. Do y'all bitches want to win or you want to heal?
That's the point.
When you heal, you lost, bitch.
There's no win or losing relationship.
Lied. Talk about it.
Lied.
Thank you.
Take it from the winner.
Thank you.
You know who say that? The people that lose.
Oh my God.
And they got to go to therapy and talk about their loss.
can't deal with this nigga. I can't.
What,
I swear to God.
What is your accountability speak?
So when I was younger, I tried to avoid confrontation at all means.
Yeah.
By all means, avoided it. But because of the way that I was raised in a very dark type place, it was I avoid confrontation by all means. But as soon as I get it, I'm meeting it head on.
Right.
Like, I have to, very much like Miles Jones, I have to win. Right. So my accountability speech, even if I was caught, was to try to find a way to gaslight, try to find a way to switch it around, or be like, oh, well, this is how I feel. And I even catch myself nowadays, like even as I'm older, to doing that. But I think now, as I've gotten older, my vegetables, the adult me, is very much like Ryan. Yeah, it's... That means, you know, stuff that you don't want to eat. Like, it's like the, yeah, I'm.
It's good for you.
Yes,
I like broccolini. I don't like therapy. Don't do that. Don't equate the two.
I can't with you.
I love a grape.
It's literally the same thing, Mouse.
It's really not. Now, broccoli and therapy might be the same thing because the whole man made.
Wow. That was good.
It's high level comedy.
What is your song?
My song. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Switch.
I have got to get out.
The song. Yeah, right.
Radio got to find a song.
Yeah. My song that I literally I remember it verbatim because when my first real breakup is I played it ad nauseum for a whole summer. Kanye, 808s and Heartbreaks. That hey, say you will.
Ooh.
Yep.
Don't say you will.
I was in that room with that song blasted like this in the middle.
Were you singing it in key? Look, dumb. He's so dumb. Man. Yo, make sure we get a close up. Somebody
just upset, dog.
Yeah, say you will is it?
Come on, Jovia, you're running.
My song.
No.
I'll start with my song.
Oh, yeah. Talk with the song.
My song.
Come on now.
Yeah, money over there. Radio.
She's been getting money. Don't ever get a play.
Like
don't
accoutrement.
You're saying?
Jack Sylvia when she's putting niggas on trash can.
Ooh.
That Sylvia was a different Sylvia.
I did do that. But you see how it was full circle? Because remember what show that was for? It was Insecure After Show.
Hey.
What happened? Bow.
Boom.
Look at where you at now.
Look at that.
Now, if you remember, don't forget the people that were there, the little people.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
When I sat on the trash can.
All right.
So, the song is Jagged Edge, Say Goodbye.
Oh, my Lord. Not a B-cut.
Tell me, have you ever been in a situation?
You felt the hurt.
You felt the.
Tell me how you ever been in a situation on the best thing you can do.
What
was the hardest thing you've ever done?
What
hardest thing you had done was right.
Crying in the eye with the iPod.
Yo, we.
They don't make R&B records like that no more, man.
Yeah, I already told y'all my song. Now that I think about it, y'all can't do this. I started the director. It was Circle.
Oh yeah, wow.
He almost broke down right here. I remember driving past the crib.
Not good.
I remember driving past her crib. That's when I moved out here. I lived out here for 2 years of high school. I remember driving past her crib, like coming back for like my first spring break. That's kind of a reason why I stopped coming back to LA for a while. Summer.
Yeah.
After my first year in college, summer break, like I think we broke up the end of my sophomore year. And I was like, I'm just not going back to LA for this shit no more. And I just went back to New York. So I was like, but then I went back, you know, to see my pops up shit. And I passed
out. Drove by the crib.
Mm.
Nice.
So yeah,
spicy.
That's a good one. I mean,
so I couldn't. she couldn't tell me she was just 5 minutes away. But if she did, I might have stayed.
what's your accountability?
I know women don't really practice.
Wow, Mouse Jones, please.
I really had to dig deep because it's been so long since I've been wrong.
How did I know she was going to say that? Did not know she was going to say that, but how did I know she was going to say
that?
You
did. You did, Mouse.
Has Mouse not been Mouse all his life? Oh, I'm wrong, but you never. You said you would never do that. Oh, I'm a bitch now. Oh,
but you are that person.
I was like this bitch nigga.
No, never claiming you're never wrong.
No. Y'all, let me tell you the difference between Mouse Jones and the bitch. Y'all say I'm never wrong. I say
prove it.
Am I wrong? There's a difference. All you gotta do is show me. I don't gotta show you. You should know. You are ask your mama, bitch.
What my mother had to do with it?
I've never spoken to somebody like that before, for the record.
Wow.
Anyway, you also have said, I'm not wrong.
I have when I'm not wrong.
So show some accountability. Show some accountability right now.
The word said.
I really had to think back. It's been so long since I've been wrong.
Literally, in my head, I saw the meme of the old lady. It's been 84 years
since I've lost an argument.
The Bible says that we should forgive 70 times 7. Who are we forgiving? Women, clearly.
Wow. Y'all
being
wrong. Wow. Wow.
So
wow.
How are you never wrong?
So my answer is I'm trying to think of my diabolic answer. Like back when it was like when I hurt to be wrong. Like now I can like accept it. But like back when I hated that shit, because I am an Aquarius, I was
Yeah. Your birthday coming up.
Tuesday.
I know we've been here for a long time.
It's all right.
Tuesday.
It's okay. He's okay.
I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna send you a video. With somebody saying the high of God.
The hope.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
I think because I don't like being wrong so much that my goal is to once I admit it,
try to pass.
Like,
yeah.
So we don't have to linger on it.
I'm wrong.
Distract
hey, blue.
Them. You had like the equivalent of blowing in the baby's face. With a man,
aka so butt like, naked, but, throw that ass. Nigga be like, yo,
shame about.
Nigga be like, what? What am I not about?
You know, sometimes that's an option, but there's a faster option, which is worse. I don't know if it's worse, but it's quicker, it's easier. You're right. You hungry?
Dirty motherfucker. I'm gonna tell you how wrong. I'm gonna tell you how dirty you and diabolical you are,
baby. You hungry?
I almost am.
But I'll be so honest with you. I'll be so honest with you. When I be upset, like when I know I'm right in a situation,
nigga, I no appetite.
No, I am just in my mind. I'm like, tell her yes, she wants something to eat. But I'm gonna say no to you so many times. You're gonna leave the house. You're gonna be like, so do you want me to leave? Do you want to leave?
Woo!
So you saying that's your answer to say if you're
gonna
hungry?
Be like you hungry? You, I'm gonna be. So,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, no. So when
I know I'm
hungry,
so right.
What is your next response? No,
I'm good.
No,
it's not even like the no.
Nah, I'm good.
You
sure? Gonna try to play it off?
Sure?
But in my
right here, it was like this.
Oh, if you don't, sure?
My toes are gonna curl up like genie boots.
What if she goes to the kitchen and just starts cooking and it smells good?
All right, well, I'm gonna.
You're not gonna eat? Oh, well, I'm gonna make you eat. You can stay here.
I'm gonna smoke a little bit.
You gonna eat the food, nigga?
He said. You only ate because I was high.
My man gonna roll up like. Go ahead.
Yo, the nigga Ryan just grinding hard. What is that?
But look. By the time the smoker wants this.
Yep.
Baby, you want a hit of this?
I'll switch it.
Hey, babe. You want some of this?
You want some of this?
I hate when we get like this.
You don't even say nothing, so you just walk downstairs while she's cooking.
My man rolled the best joint in the world, hey, baby.
Right. And that's how it was over.
Baby, try this.
That's all right.
What you putting in it?
So what I've gathered from this is we're all...
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of us just use it more than others.
We're all the problem, and half of this podcast pays an extremely high premium to talk to somebody that we just to come to the terms that we just came.
Well, here's the difference.
Those of us
who pay somebody to talk through our emotions don't do what we say we're saying anymore.
Yeah,
and some of us are still doing these things.
Bam, bam,
and that's a nephew.
The finger has a little judgment.
Some of us are reminiscing.
There we go.
Some of us are engaging today in these kinds of conversations. Like
I
said,
I should tell you what I did today.
Okay. Had a
I was talking about play.
I've had a peaceful 2 year. This year just started, baby. Buckle in. Let's see how well that. Let's see how well that therapy.
Than I thought.
Yeah, let's see how bad oh, Jesus Christ. Goes, baby.
Yo.
Well, guys, that's my time. My par meter is up again.
Sylvia, we love you. Thank you for coming.
You know we do.
This is just what we just wanted to have some fun.
Yeah,
we,
that, no, you know, it was a good time.
And we're appreciative that you came by. We're also, I think I speak for all of us, we're all super proud of you. And
thank Scottie, you.
Heavy. Right,
we're super
heavy.
Proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Seeing y'all win makes all of us proud.
Yes,
so,
sir.
We're super oh, proud yes, of ma'am. You. All your wins, every byline, every podcast, every. And y'all be starting drama, so I like.
I love it!
We don't start so y'all much trouble.
I don't say drama. I do start trouble. But hey, what John Lewis said, good trouble.
Good trouble.
And we love you guys. Like I said, we're not, there's not many men with podcast shows that I would come on. So.
Praise God.
Just thank know.
You. And notice that, nobody threw no headphones.
Nobody.
Nobody.
I'm not talking about right now.
Nobody's talking about other.
Who was kissing bitches? I wasn't kissing bitches.
I was kissing. Wow.
He may have thrown the mic.
But,
hey, you could have just combat shit.
Held my
composure. My man would have turned into scorpion real fast.
You know what I am?
What?
A gentleman.
Bam.
A boom.
King. And a scholar.
Bam.
A
king.
Yes. Well,
a king.
We are rooting for the guys next door.
Ooh,
okay.
Love it.
And we're rooting for Scotty and Sylvia.
So, come on now. Love y'all.
If you're rooting for us so much, you know, what they say is, you know,
okay.
Market across. That's what she said.
Oh,
market
Jesus.
Across.
Issa actually said yes. Network across. So just tell them radio people to holler at us.
Oh, Lord.
We got them niggas talking like we told you. We got the fun shit. We got serious shit.
Uh-huh.
We look good them motherfuckers.
We don't got curse.
We ain't got curse.
We curse.
I'm about to say, yeah, yeah, that bitch, yeah.
Like, fuck. Go get a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Shit. Damn. Good shit. Sorry.
All right. Well,
we got no ADD. Just a little bit, but hey.
Appreciate
again,
you.
Again, before I get a ticket.
I know. Yes,
car,
yes.
I have
please.
Got to go. Yes, I love
you. We love you too.
Tell the people they can follow you.
At Sylvia Obell on all platforms.
Yep.
Sylvia Obell on all platforms.
When you got money,
you
all, when you
Scotty
could
Scotty and Sylvia podcast is available anywhere. Please, bang. We are our first season is in the can. We're getting ready for season two, so you know, comment, like, review, all that stuff.
Bang!
Thank you.
And tell them to read your article. Come on, stop playing.
I don't. I mean,
send them to the link tree.
It's all there.
Oh, okay,
it's all there. If you go to my Instagram, my covers are
Instagram
there.
Instagram,
all of it.
Covers.
All her.
You saw. You heard the Z.
All
right?
Her handles are the same, so she got money.
10 covers last year.
Hey, that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Sylvia, you got a huge fan base over here. You got
absolutely.
Niggas riding for you. Whoop, whoop. You know that.
You know.
At all
go
time.
Back. So appreciate
all the way
you.
Back. Next time you want to bring that trash can back, let me know.
All right. Bye, well, y'all.
We love you. We
and
love
for
you.
For y'all at home, if you got a story, if you got something to say to us, send it to godnextdoor123@gmail.com. If you want to curse this out, CYO, put CYO in the subject line and the reason why you want to curse us out. We might read it on air. If you get a little too crazy, though.
We might curse you right back out.
Listen.
Have any of your exes ever submitted?
Wow.
All right,
man. Okay, good.
And we
bye.
That smells Jones. It's the guys.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.